This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, June 16th. Well, big day up in cattle markets yesterday with a gap higher and surging above some resistance points on the front month futures for live cattle. And in the feeders, they're too getting a strong day up, not a gap in all the contract months, but still a pretty solid day to the upside. We are seeing some resistance as we get into the gaps from a few days ago, but the live cattle certainly leading the way higher. So we had a gap down on Monday and then a gap up on Wednesday, and taking us past the gaps from Monday on live cattle and right up into those gaps on feeder cattle. So I think some of the push yesterday was cash markets really getting rolling at stronger prices. So we had the Fed trade around 144 so far this week. That's up 3 from last week. Dress trade at 229 is up 3. Box beef values, however, were down. Choice was down 122 at 268. Select down 114 at 246. The spread lost 8 cents at 22.54. Movement was 134 loads. Slaughter rate at 368,000 head. That's down about 9,000 from last week, and it's up about 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index lost 10 cents. We're sitting at 160.08. We're also hearing reports of some significant death loss across the Central Plains, primarily in Kansas. A lot of reports on social media. It's heartbreaking to see things like that. The heat just taking a massive toll on these heavier weight cattle, and the feedlots just can't get them acclimated fast enough. That likely contributed to the stronger cash markets yesterday as well. It's difficult to move cattle in this kind of heat. That's going to slow down movement into the packing plants and probably forcing the packers to pay up for cattle. But in the meantime, your box beef values are dropping, so that's an interesting mix there. We'll have to see what consumer demand does. In this kind of heat, you do tend to see a decrease in beef consumption. That's typical through a summer, but the reason is because it's so hot. Consumers generally move away from the heavier type of foods. So we'll see how that all pans out, but I think for now, the market is concerned about just the slow movement of cattle, and this heat's going to stick around for a while. You know, it's the Central and Southern Plains that are getting hit now. It's going to move into the Midwest, this heat wave, and then, depending on which weather model you look at, either come back to the Southern and Central Plains or stick around in the Central Plains and the Western Midwest. Either way, it doesn't bode well for major feeding areas. So it slows down weight gains, but as it really stresses cattle, it slows down movement. So I think it's going to create a fair amount of volatility in this market. Either way, you're probably, you know, you're slowing down weight gains, you're slowing down movement, you're just going to be bottlenecking these numbers. So I think that creates a more of a cash problem down the road once the heat dissipates. So we're just kind of bracing for that as well. It's difficult to trade this kind of market when, you know, weather is just moving things around a lot. I think the way to approach cattle, from my perspective, is just buy the breaks. I think we're turning into the bull market that we've been waiting for quite some time. I think the feeders will be the first to move, and likely they already have. The weekly charts would suggest that they already have. The dailies don't really show that, but I think that, you know, as we move forward, you're going to start running into very, very tight calf supplies, and they're already fairly tight. Feedlots have been worried about having enough numbers for the pens, but when we start to see the herd rebuilding, that's going to get even more extreme. But again, I think first you need to see what your corn crop looks like before you get too confident on herd rebuilding. See what kind of hay crop you get, see what kind of pasture conditions we have, because obviously this kind of heat in the Southern Plains is going to reestablish stress across much of pasture land in major cattle areas of Texas. Oklahoma seems to be fine. They've had quite a bit of rain. And Kansas, you know, started out with pretty decent conditions, especially in the eastern half. But this heat, you know, quickly dissipates the moisture and will bring back that stress. So God forbid we have another round of liquidation, but it certainly is in the cards, especially across the South. And it's just going to be a matter of time. But I do think that by the fall, we'll start to see herd expansion or rebuilding back up in the Northern Plains and probably across the West Coast as well. So I think we're starting that process, but it's going to take time, and it really won't really hit home until you get into the fall. So it's just a matter of working our way through these next few months, and that's why, it's difficult to trade when you're in this kind of weather environment, but if we do get a good push to the downside, those are the opportunities that you want to take to start building that long position. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.